Hi everyone, I'm Omar Fab and you are watching Play On, Life Lessons from the Field, made just for you by BrightRock. So here I am, in the Mother City, in the High Performance Center. I'm not just an Omar, I am a student of rugby. And I have been learning so much about the game because of these people who are so passionate about the game. They are the DHL Stormers. So, come along, let the lesson begin. So today, I'm super excited because my life lessons coach is none other than the DHL Stormers coach, John Dobson. Wow, nice to meet you, coach.
You too. Thank you.
Tell me, you must come in for a lot of flack from people who know so much about the game, like my husband, he's one of them, because everybody must know everything about rugby. So how does it feel being in that firing line all the time?
You're right. Everybody knows more than me.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an opinion on the team, how we should have played, the referee. Then obviously, at this day and age, social media is
also.
And people take great delight in screenshotting. Say, I don't agree, but this person says this about Sachi. Don't send it to me then. But you get a thick skin. You've got to
I suppose you have to. So, do you have a single coaching plan for the whole team, or do you have like separate coaching plan for the 15 different players?
Oh, I think rugby is much more individual. Maybe in the old days it was like a team. Manuel's but now it's every guy's pretty much got an individual. Look, the team's got a game plan, but you have to know each individual, their backstory, what works for them, how to speak to them. So the more the management of them is much more individual than it used to be.
Okay. Yeah. So how much of coaching rugby is pure science, and how much is like your instinct and your experience as a player?
So I think probably my job, most of it's like instinct, how I feel things are. There are analysts who provide data almost to support that, but I think when it comes to science versus instinct, instinct's probably better, because rugby's a game of flows and multiple parts. There are some steps might reveal something, but what's your gut is probably the more accurate one. But there are lots of, the assistant coaches spend a lot of time on data, and that's the thing to give us a picture. But I still think the gut's most important.
No, because, I mean, rugby is a very unpredictable game, because, I mean, that ball can just... doesn't hop where you want it to.
No, but...
So how do you prepare for that kind of change, you know? In mind that anything... So how do you prepare for that kind of change?
It's so much emotion. Now, we're all popular now, and I say but the other decision, you've got to try and take emotion out of it, but it's much easier said than done. Because,
yeah, of course. Yeah. And you know the camera is like watching you, and you've got to be like deadpan, you know, I'm cool, nothing wrong with me. So what is your secret for handling and managing change in your personal life?
Personal, that's a mess. Coaching rugby is actually a good thing for personal life, because you manage other people's emotions and expectations. Because this whole time we're such a complex the sport. We've got 50 professional guys, 30 of them are going to be disappointed every week not to be in the team. You've got to manage their emotions, and you've got to be decent with how you deal with them. Because I think in rugby, you know, you can't say to you, listen, and you played really well, they'll give you a game next week, or the guys want to know the truth, where they stand, but also you've got to manage their hopes. And it's quite good skills to take into the rest of one's life in a funny way.
Absolutely, yes. So I hope you don't mind, but I Googled you, thanks to your social media, and then I realized that you have lots of interests outside of rugby. You have a law degree. I didn't know this. You have a law degree, you have an MBA, you have a master's in creative writing. You have written two novels. I haven't read them.
Time you won't get back.
But my point is that, I mean, how do you even find time to coach?
No, listen, as the rugby's got more serious, I've had to park more of that stuff. Okay. A lot of pressure in rugby now at the moment. So also, my books are a bit edgy, and I think the world's changed quite a lot. You know, we're much more aware of what we say about people and things now. So I don't want to say something about people identifying as other things, like I did in the other books, or 72 genders and this day and age.
You've got to tread carefully.
And my books are edgy, so I think I'll just coach rugby for a while.
I think I'm going to read them. What's the most important lesson that rugby has taught you about life?
Well,
easy one, eh?
Yeah, no, it's probably it's tough. It's two, probably in coaching, it's about honesty, which is tough because we're not naturally honest. You know, we always want to hurt other people's feelings.
Yes.
I'm not talking about honesty being cheating or dishonest.
No, I'm here, but like saying, listen, you had a terrible
game.
Yeah,
that dealing with that and managing that, that's a good lesson. And I think other thing is about taking. We're so susceptible in this day and age to raw emotion and binary. You know, if you're not if you're not for me, you're against me. And rugby sort of makes, and if we didn't win, we lose. It's not necessarily the case.
It's just not winning.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot more to it. Yes. So those are probably the life lessons.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. I've learned so much about rugby. I think I'm going to apply for your job one of these days. I've got lots of explanations here today. I just want to ask you, can you quickly show me, how does the scrum work? I'm kidding.
I was worried.
We have enough time. Right? I'm not qualified to be a coach.
I didn't know what I was going to do.
So thank you for watching, everyone, and I'll be back with Play On, Life Lessons from the Field, made just for you by Bright Rock. So remember, keep loving change and keep loving rugby. Bye.